Hugh Freeze and Auburn knocked it out of the park this weekend.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
What's up? We're back. Happy Monday. It's our first Monday edition of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and boy, oh boy, what a weekend that we have to recap. Auburn makes a huge move, as high as you could possibly go with a five-star wide receiver. And I got some thoughts on another five-star that visited this weekend that we're going to talk about. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to our boy, Ford Stokes, with Active Wealth Management. The man is everywhere. The man is everywhere. He's got television shows in Huntsville and Columbus, Georgia. He's got websites galore. Any possible way that you can look into investing in any type of way, whether it be annuities, 401ks, whatever, Ford Stokes is your guy. If you've already got an investment portfolio, he'd be willing to look it over and make sure that it's performing at the way it needs to be performing. And typically that's a pretty heavy fee. Ford Stokes will do it for you absolutely free. He's the man. I know he was watching the recruiting news this weekend. Big Auburn guy. Good guy to know. If you got to have somebody you trust, you want to trust another Auburn guy with your money. So give him a shout, activewealth.com, annuity360.net, or if you want to watch some of his television shows that he's uploaded from the past, retirementresults.com. So check him out, Ford Stokes. Great guy. All right, Auburn had almost a mini Big Cat weekend this weekend. It kind of turned into that as far as the caliber of kids that visited this weekend. It was pretty crazy. I think all in all, you ended up with 4 5 stars. One was a 2026 visitor. 4 5 stars on campus this weekend, and I think Auburn made great big time moves with at least 3 of them. And then the 4th one, the 2026 kid, we'll talk about him eventually. We still got some time to go, still got some work to do there, but awesome. Fireworks galore, a lot of crazy, content coming out as far as people giving great quotes and talking about all the stuff that Auburn did, from the food trucks. Food was the theme this weekend. Everybody ate extremely well this weekend. Almost every recruit really, really bragged on the food this weekend. So that's obviously awesome. And then Auburn had a big camp on Sunday when a lot of the official visits left. They had a camp. A lot of kids came in, and some kids ended up earning offers from Auburn based off the performance, because this is a good chance for Auburn to get eyes on kids on their campus and see how they perform. Just a lot of stuff happening this weekend. It just ended up being a great weekend. But we're going to talk about two guys specifically. And number one, we're going to talk about Caleb Cunningham, the five-star receiver. We talked about him, I think, last Friday. Literally a carbon copy. I get every player's different, but when you're talking about the way they look, the way they're shaped, the way they, you put them in pads and you stand them next to each other and put the same number on them, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. Caleb Cunningham, Cam Coleman clone, or maybe Cam Coleman's a Caleb Cunningham clone, however you want to talk about it. The kid came to Auburn, and we absolutely blew his mind, blew the doors off of this recruitment. Look, Caleb's visited everywhere. And if you remember last week, we talked about no real program felt super confident one way or the other that they were in bad shape or they were in good shape. He always says nice things when he comes to visit. He always, praises all the things that the different coaches and the things that happen on the visits, but rarely does he really tip his hand. People just assume Mississippi State is the leader because I think the high school, the town that he's close to or lives in, is fairly close to the Mississippi State campus. And Jeff Lebby, offensive guy, I think he put a high priority on Caleb Cunningham. So everybody's sort of figured that's sort of the leader right now. But it's not based on anything Caleb said, because he doesn't typically tip his hand again on recruitments as far as where he stands with particular schools. He straight up came out and said this weekend, Auburn's my number one. They're my number one school. They're my leader. And, you know, some other I noticed, especially on the Alabama message boards, they really wanted to downplay that. And you know, other places are going to downplay that. Oh, he says great things about everywhere. Yeah, he does. He does say, I love the campus. I love this. I love that. Everywhere he goes. But he has never said, so-and-so is my number one school. And now Auburn surges to the lead in this recruitment. Now, I don't expect any commitment anytime soon. Again, it's not. It wouldn't shock me based off saying that. And it wouldn't shock me if this Big Cat weekend could be a target that you might want to circle for this one. But Hugh Freeze and his success with wide receivers, and even barring last year, like even with last year's results, you're still seeing so much success with wide receivers, skill guys that want to be a part of this offense. You've seen the quarterback recruits that you brought in and the ones that you're trying to bring in. And then obviously with Hugh holding the reins of the offense and taking over sort of the play calling aspect and everything of that, they just know, okay, when he's done this in the past, when he's had the full control of everything in the past, dudes have put up numbers. Dudes have gone to the league. I want to go be a part of it. So it's not shocking at all for Caleb Cunningham to come to Auburn, Hugh Freeze taking over this recruitment and surging to number one. Another big part of this recruitment, Derek Nix. I could do a whole show on Derek Nix and how impressed I am with him and how I think if you take away the head coach, if you just look at an on-the-field coach, I think Derek Nix is going to end up proving to be one of the best Auburn's hired in the last 20, 30 years. I think he's that impactful. Caleb Cunningham even mentioned, you know, he's been recruiting me since I was in ninth grade. Like, now, granted, there is that Mississippi connection. So, I mean, that could be any coach anywhere that is from the same state as a recruit. So I totally get that. I totally get that. But it just seems like kids that come in, especially on the offensive side, are just so enamored and so impressed with Derek Nix. And then the connection with Hugh Freeze, it's really cool to see. And obviously it's paying huge dividends already. So, man, I mean, if you get Caleb Cunningham, you honestly could be done. I mean, I think they'll probably still try to take at least one, maybe two more, definitely one more receiver. But if that's all you took, coupled with the haul you brought in last year, you're fine. You're fine because this kid's unreal. Some of his film is absolutely incredible. One highlight in particular, when they throw him a fade, which are 50-50, which y'all know I love, in the end zone, and goes up with one hand. And it's not like I go up one hand, I catch it and bring it to my body. I palm it, and then it just stays there in the air, secure. Big hands, long arms, 6'3", 190, 195. I mean, just your prototype. I mean, that's what you look like a lot of times when you're 3 years in a program. And we are dead center, right in the front of this recruitment. So big, big news. That's big news to go ahead. This late, I mean, this is pretty late in the game, okay? So June and July was like a lot of times when recruitments start. But now with the accelerated timeline, kids doing visits earlier, the December cutoff, not cutoff, but the December early signing day. Now that early signing day, I believe, is even a week sooner. So, I mean, that's a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff and a lot of good momentum to have right now. And then he already said he's coming back for Big Cat Weekend. So you got him now, and you got him again at the end of July for Big Cat Weekend, which is looking to be possibly the biggest that we've ever had. Possibly the biggest Big Cat Weekend that we've ever had. So big time news. Auburn is in the number one spot for Caleb Cunningham. Let's see if we can hold on to it. I got a good feeling when Hugh Freeze gets his hooks into somebody, typically – it's hard for him to lose them. So kids sort of enamored with Auburn right now. I don't think it's a visit high though. Again, he's been on visits. So I think this is legit. I think Auburn's legitimately number one. And let's see if we can hold on to it and maybe get something officially official, not official, because obviously he can flip-flop 100 times, but at least get a commitment on the board here soon. We'll see if that happens. But big, big news. That's something to be excited about over the weekend. Another five-star. You know, I can just, start down the list of the five stars that came. It was Naeem Offord, okay? Naeem Offord, if you don't remember the show, he's a five-star corner. I think he's the number one prospect in the state of Alabama. Kid's an absolute stud. Parker High School in Birmingham. Committed to Ohio State, and it was somewhat of a shock at the time, but not really, because Ohio State can get kids from anywhere. So, and they do really fairly well with defensive backs. You just saw him, get Caleb Downs from Alabama, and they've had a lot of luck in that area. So he goes to Ohio State, and then he kind of shuts her down a little bit. Like, you don't really hear a talk of a lot of other schools. I think he may have visited a few times elsewhere, but as far as like really buzz around him, the buzz kind of died. And all of a sudden, they go to this On3 Elite Series. He gives some interviews, and he talks about how he's still going to visit Auburn at some point in time. He's still going to save the visit for Auburn, and he wants to save it for the season. He actually said that, I want to come in the, in the football season. Well, that was on like a Tuesday. And then on like a Wednesday, it comes out that I'm not going to go in the season. I'm going to go this weekend. I want to go be a part of this weekend. And so he comes in, and which is absolutely great, because when it's in the season, the coaches have to worry about game planning, and you may not get the full attention. And he actually said that. He actually said, I thought it was better, and they thought it was better that I go ahead and come in so I could get the full, the full experience, the relationship piece, get one-on-one with all my coaches. And he said some interesting things too. I'm on two particular interesting things that he said, and then I'm going to give you my thoughts on how this, I feel like this is probably going to play out. So he obviously said he got to spend time with everybody. He loves Coach Crime. He's been recruiting me a long time. And they try to get me to, they tell me I need to stay in the state, and I'm their number one guy. When they asked if McGriff and Auburn had a chance to flip him from Ohio State, he said, quote, no comment. So not a no, not a yes, that's a no comment. So I don't know. I think that's for a kid committed to another school, that's kind of a big thing. And then this is the most important thing. He said, I'm still locked in with Ohio State. I'm still locked in with Ohio State, but we'll really find out when it comes to December. And I don't think a lot of people have picked up on that quote and sort of broken it down. We'll see what happens in December. What does that mean? I mean, you're committed to Ohio State. What is that? December signing day. I mean, if you're locked in, there's nothing to see to happen in December, which tells me granted, maybe I'm reading into this too hard. Maybe I'm booging a little bit, but it tells me that this isn't quite as locked in as either Offord or Ohio State would like you to think. Another funny thing that happened this weekend. I think it was one of the Ohio State boards put out that, it's nothing to be worried about. Naeem goes on visits all the time. One thing I respect about him is he never wears the other team's stuff. Like, a lot of kids, they'll wear a bunch of Auburn gear. They get gear. They'll wear a bunch of Auburn gear while they're on their visit. Naeem doesn't do that. Naeem doesn't wear Auburn stuff. He doesn't wear stuff of the school that he goes and visits. Well, it comes out he takes, he does the photo shoot in the in the Auburn uniform with Blake Woodby, who was a former Ohio State cornerback commit. So, again, is that something he's always done? Has he always taken pictures elsewhere? I don't know. Has he always never worn their stuff? I don't know. But they said it. Ohio State says he doesn't. And then he shows that he's taking pictures in, Auburn uniform. So I'm not saying that means anything, but I got my eye on it. Okay. If Ohio State was so sure about themselves with Naeem Offord that their writers are saying he never does this certain activity, and then come to find out he did this certain activity at Auburn, and we actually put it out on social, I say we, they put it out on social, not Auburn. I don't know. Might be something to keep your eye on. But so you got that coupled with, you know, we'll see what happens in December. And then the coup de grace, so to speak, of information is Hugh Freeze was talking to reporters. And I'm going to try not to butcher this quote, but basically Hugh said, hey, if you want to write a story on this kid, it needs – I'll tell you, you can put this in the article. Hugh Freeze is not missing out on Nyheim Alford. That's pretty bold. That's a pretty bold quote. It was something along the lines, hey, if you want to write an article about this kid, let me tell you something you can put in it. I'm not missing this kid. In other words, I'm doing everything I can to make sure that kid is going to be an Auburn Tiger. That kind of confidence, that kind of – I guess charisma is what I've always loved about Hugh Freeze. And honestly, it's not like he's just throwing stuff against the wall. Like typically when he says stuff like that, it ends up happening because he just knows how to create. He's high school recruiting is his thing. You know, portal, we're still kind of learning and we've had some success in the portal, still kind of learning and working that portal side, but high school is his thing. High school recruiting is his bag. That is what he is good at. And for him to say that shows to me he knows something and he's not going to give up on this kid. So when you take those three pieces of information, you know, the fact that he said no comment as far as could Auburn flip you, the fact that he says we'll see what happens in December, and the fact that Hugh Freeze said I'm not missing this kid, this is the kind of recruitment that I think we're going to see from Nyheim Alford, okay? I think this is not going to be the last time he visits Auburn, okay? This is not going to be the last time that he sees the campus. He could possibly be back for Big Cat Weekend. Wouldn't shock me. He'll probably be back multiple times. Come see some games. And we're going to get frustrated because he's going to come in, he's going to say the right things, but he's not going to decommit. He's not going to flip. And we're going to be mad and we're going to be frustrated. But at the end of the day, I think more than likely this kid is going to be an Auburn versus Alabama battle. I don't think he's going to end up at Ohio State. And when you got Q saying the things that he says, and I don't really care what the other side says, okay, when Hugh gets his – like I said, when Hugh gets his hooks into somebody, I think more often than not, he's going to land them. So – again, be patient with this recruitment. Don't pop off on Twitter at this recruitment. He's probably going to say stuff about Ohio State like, oh, I love Ohio State. I would never go anywhere. I mean, he's going to say stuff like that. So just be prepared for that. But this is going to be a long recruitment. It's going to be frustrating at times. But at the end of the day, I think Hugh pulls it out and we get this kid and he's going to be an Auburn Tiger. And Auburn could have one of the greatest defensive back classes that they've ever had. You got Devin Williams. You're more than likely going to get the commitment from Blake Woodby eventually, who would be the best prospect, the best recruit in our class. You add in Nyheim Alford, and then more than likely, I know you lead right now for Anquan Fagans, a top 100 player. You're probably going to get that one very, very soon too. You that defensive back class stacked on last year's defensive back class, man, now you're starting to stack up rooms with kids that are high caliber, kids that you can get into your culture, build around them, and you're just reloading. You're just starting to reload. Now, you may have one transfer. Things like that are going to happen. But when you get multiple, that doesn't typically hurt quite as bad. You can start, you know, you can pluck from a portal if you have to. But this is the way you want to do it. This is the way Hugh wants to do it. And I think Auburn has the ability with Hugh Freeze and On to Victory and everybody pulling in the same direction, Auburn has the ability to recruit at a level from high school that you don't have to lean on the portal so hard. You can use it like, you know, your bigger schools use it, you know, to just sort of fill a hole, not rebuild, not be part of your recruiting process, not be like an Ole Miss where you have to take 10 – you have to take 15 kids from the portal every single year because you're not – Ole Miss just can't get there from a recruiting – high school recruiting standpoint. I think Auburn can. I think Auburn can get there as close to like the top levels of high school recruiting with anybody just because of the staff they have and Auburn in general. And when you have visit weekends like this and you see the quotes that come out, it kind of proves the point. It kind of proves that point. So great weekend, tons of momentum building. You got your number one for Caleb Cunningham. You get Naheem offered in already for an official visit. You knock that one out of the park. You get him to do something that Ohio State says he never does, which I still think that's hilarious. That's like a self-owned on the message board to say that. And then boom, you're absolutely wrong, like immediately. Like it's not like you were wrong a month from now. You're wrong like within 24 hours. I think that's going to be one to watch. So Caleb Cunningham, there's multiple other five stars we can talk about, and we'll talk about that throughout the week. But got to feel good about Caleb Cunningham. Got to feel good about Naheem Alford. Be patient with it. It's gonna come eventually. So first Monday show in the books, and it was a banger. Thank God there was a lot of information this weekend. We could bug out on a Monday, get the week started, get the juices flowing, and hopefully we'll see some commitments rolling in here pretty soon. So guys, I really appreciate it. Like this video, subscribe to this channel. If you want to get in the comments, there were some folks in the comments when I talked about Naheem Alford that said, there ain't no way. Ain't no way we're going to get him over from Ohio State. What do you think now? Do you think that has your mind changed a little bit? Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You'll catch me here every single day. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Maybe break down a couple of more recruitments, dive a little bit more into this Derek Nix thing. A lot of stuff we can talk about. So, guys, I really appreciate it. Hope y'all had a great weekend, and we're going to get back after it tomorrow. So y'all have a great day. Have a great start to the week. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.